Hashtag No Leezy Mad being brought to you by Club One this Saturday, going down tomorrow. Hood Celebrity in the building, Butterfingers in the building, Vanetta in the building, broadcasting live downstairs at 10. And of course, you know, Power Saturdays at Club One, 950 NC Music Factory Boulevard. It's going to be crazy tomorrow night. Hood Celebrity in the building. Yes, I'll also be in there. Hashtag No Leezy Mad right now, being brought to you by Club One Saturday nights. Listen. Today, I mean, I don't even know whether to be mad at this or whether to laugh at this. You know, they got this whole YBN crew, like just like the ASAP crew. So they got this YBN crew. So YBN J Almighty was interviewed by Complex Magazine, and they was asking YBN, the whole YBN crew, like, what do y'all know about hip hop? They asked him about Wu-Tang Clan, and the whole YBN fam, especially J Almighty, said, I don't even know who Wu-Tang Clan is. I can't name one member.
Just, I know, like, I can't name the members of the YBN crew.
That's what I'm saying, though. You know why I'm partially mad, though? Because it's like these guys, it's like when you come into any field, I think you should do some research on it, and you should know the pioneers of it. You know what I mean? Like if you was coming into radio right now, I think you should know pioneers such as Tom Joyner, you know, somebody like that, and what he brought to the game.
Who was Tom Joyner?
Okay, I'm about to be hashtag no leezy mad at Burbank.
Yeah.
JK.
Here's the thing.
That's all
people
I'm saying.
People don't, this generation, some members of this generation don't know the art of respect. Like, they don't have an appreciation for the people that come before them and help mold what we're doing today.
Right. Mm.
They don't like to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And that's a major problem. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I'm in the rap game because of the things that Pac did,
right,
or Big did, right, or Wu-Tang did. There's nothing wrong with that. These artists made great music during their time, and they help pave the way for these young cats now. And there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. That doesn't mean that your music is bad just because you acknowledge that somebody else's music is good.
Right. And I will say this about, you could check the video out, hashtag No Leezy Mad on my Instagram page, at No Leezy. I will say this, though. It wasn't malicious. I think they were just really saying, like, we just don't know. And they are about 16, 17, 18, 19, right in that 16 to 21 year old range. And it's quite possible they just don't know. But I just feel like if you're stepping into something in a big field like hip hop, you should do a little research. And I blame some of the record companies and A&Rs, because I think they should make them do that.
But yeah, but even their age, that's not an excuse. Biggie was 19 when he dropped his first album.
Sure.
He knew all about Big Daddy Kane. Eric B. What's the man's name?
You know why he knew? You know why they knew? Because they cared to know.
Right. Right.
They cared to know.
Young
people just like, oh, I can get in the booth and I can put two words together that rhyme. Right. Cat in a hat, and I think I got a hit. No, come on. There's a whole art to this music thing.
Right.
That you should know about.
Yeah. Hashtag No Leezy Mad. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about.